Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just about $100,000 a year. I'm not sure paid at what rate. I don't know what that says, but that's the kind of thing that I get. Anyway, there's working moms. There's stay-at-home moms, otherwise known as working moms. There's stepmoms. There's grandmoms. There's pets moms. There's my mom. There's Jeffrey's mom. All kinds of moms. They will all. You will find exactly what you need for any of them at Robert Irwin Jewelers. For example, the Forever Diamond Necklace, delicate openwork circle necklace containing a single sparkling artisan-created round diamond, priced from $79. Time and Eternity necklaces, interwoven rings representing time and eternity, $75 to $799. Quarter-carat diamond hoop earring, $399. Stackable bands for mom starting at $199. They even have the perfect gift for your pet's mom, a diamond paw necklace, only $79. And, of course, they have those famous 24-carat gold-trimmed roses available in various colors starting at $69. Show your mom how much she means to you with a Mother's Day gift of fine jewelry from Robert Irwin Jewelers Mother's Day. Head to one of the Robert Irwin locations. There are four of them. The one I go to is the one right across from Novel there on Perkins Extended. You can check them out at rijewelers.com. When we come back, Chris Harrington is going to join us. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
This is Gary Parish, host of the Gary Parish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Oh. But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
With summer break around the corner, it's time to talk about another kind of break. The ones on your vehicle. Well-maintained brakes help keep your family safe. So if you're hearing squealing or grinding, stop by Pep Boys during our big Memorial Day savings event and let our pros inspect your brakes for free. And if you need new ones, Pep Boys will save you up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service. Up to $120 off. It's the Pep Boys big Memorial Day savings event now through May 26th. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Free services for rewards members. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 World Championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Are you catching all your favorite sports games at Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this season? Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Sam's Town and enjoy the full sports betting experience. There's plenty of seats, plenty of screens, and plenty of good company. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
'Cause it just feels right. Sam's Town Casino.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station. Data message rates apply. National contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right, your 10 o'clock cash code for the Unicorn Cash Contest is RETIRE. Text RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, R-E-T-I-R-E to 72881 here in the next 52 minutes, and you're automatically entered for your chance to win $1,000. Again, that's RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, R-E-T-I-R-E to 72881. Of course, data and message rates may apply. Your next chance to win is on the Jason and John Show at 11 a.m., when Bennett Doyle will give you another Unicorn Cash Code. One last time, text RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E, to 72881. 7 a.m. till 7 p.m., Unicorn Cash Codes. Make sure you are listening at the top of each and every hour.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm leaving you, mama. Don't you want to go?
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
That's Going Back to Memphis by Charlie Nickerson and the Memphis Jug Band from 1931. Yesterday we talked about Walking to Memphis, which is a song about Memphis, and you asked about the project I've been working on Memphis music, which is Songs of Memphis, and that is both, and it is part of the article I'm doing.
But it's coming out next week. We'll get into that next week. Okay. Two non-basketball questions I have. I should probably warn you about these things in advance, but I don't. So, but they were flying around on Twitter yesterday. One is someone was doing the proverbial Mount Rushmore, which is a cliche conversation, but the Mount Rushmore, and basically saying New Jersey. If you were going to grab four musicians from any state, gotta be New Jersey. And I even forgot who they had besides Springsteen, although Bon Jovi was included, which didn't seem
New Jersey.
Right. So, and then someone else said, no, it's got to be Michigan. And then they offered up four from Michigan. And so then we said, no. Someone said, of course, it's Mississippi. And others said Tennessee. The problem with this discussion is, of course, what do you count? Is Aretha
right.
Memphis or is she Michigan? Is
Aretha is not Memphis.
Right.
I hate to break that to people, but Aretha is not Memphis.
Yes. Is Elvis Mississippi or is Elvis Memphis?
Elvis is. I think to me, it's not where you happen to be born. It's where your art germinated. Right. It's where you first emerged. Where most of your art was created. What place informed what you were doing. And so, like Aretha is not Memphis. Aretha is Detroit.
I mean, that's pretty clear. She was here for what, a year?
she was like in diapers when she
right.
left.
Right. So,
yeah.
But how about Elvis? Where are you going, Elvis? And how about B.B. King? Is he Mississippi?
B.B. King is a much closer call than most. Elvis is Memphis. B.B. King, I would say B.B. King. You know, B.B. King's time in Memphis was actually fairly narrow. And then he went, I don't even know where he lived, Los Angeles or something. He was in Memphis for just a couple of years, really. So his first recordings were in Memphis, and then he left pretty soon. So I think that B.B. King is relatively placeless. But if you're going to place him anywhere, I think Memphis is probably the best option. Yeah.
Okay, so if you were going to, top of the head, do your four Tennessee. We're doing Tennessee, not Memphis. Your four Tennessee musicians that we're putting up against another state, who are you going with?
I'm going with Elvis Presley and Al Green to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Howlin' Wolf, even though he sort of got his start in West Memphis. I'm going to consider West Memphis Memphis.
How about Dolly Parton? You want her or Tina Turner?
No, I mean, not Tina Turner. I mean, Tina Turner made good music, but Tina Turner, a lot of it is about sort of her image. And her story. Not her body of work. So I'm going to get Howlin' Wolf. Then I got to go to the other part of Tennessee to get somebody. And so Dolly Parton might be the best bet because she's not only Nashville because all, you know, mainstream country is Nashville. She is from Tennessee. So I think Dolly Parton's a pretty good answer to that. So yeah, I'll go.
Is Chet Atkins? Where's he?
No,
Dolly Parton.
I mean, there are.
I think Howlin' Wolf
with 100 country artists, I would put ahead of Chet Atkins.
Isn't Howlin' Wolf kind of cheating a little bit? You're going Elvis, Al Green, Dolly Parton, and Howlin' Wolf. That's the four.
Well, he first emerged in West Memphis, but then his first recording was in Memphis. It was with Sam Phillips at Sun. It wasn't on Sun Records, which were, you know, like a lot of that blues stuff was. He recorded it at Sun, and it was licensed to other labels. But Howlin' Wolf's greatest music sort of came out of Memphis. But yeah, I mean, Howlin' Wolf may be borderline. I don't know. You know, I think Howlin' Wolf is more Memphis than Otis Redding is, honestly, though. I mean, Otis recorded for Stax. I don't think he ever actually lived in Memphis. You know, you could go an Alex Shelton. I probably wouldn't do that. You may have to go.
Who do you
go?
What state
maybe you have
do you,
to balance it out. Maybe it's not Memphis. Maybe it's the Carter family. And so, or maybe it's Johnny Cash.
I was going to say, what state do you give Johnny Cash to? He's born in Arkansas.
He was born in Arkansas, but his first recording was in Memphis, and then after leaving Memphis, it was Nashville, and so it's Tennessee twice over.
So you got to give him Johnny Cash. So
right.
So you'd go Johnny Cash instead of Dolly Parton and Howlin' Wolf? You'd still add Howlin' Wolf?
No, okay. I'll go Elvis, Al Green, Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton. How about that?
Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton. That's pretty strong. That is pretty strong. Okay. The second question that was floating around on Twitter yesterday was, are you as disappointed, by the way, with Game of Thrones so far this season as everyone else seems to be, quite apart from the Starbucks Cup?
I've made my peace with it.
That's never a good sign. If you're making your peace with it, you're by definition not thrilled.
I mean, I think most of the criticisms are valid, but I think it's sort of this thing that's picked up steam, and so it's like, you know, it sort of reached a certain threshold where right. like everyone's just going to complain about everything all the time.
Right.
I think the reality of it is, you know, you've heard too big to fail. It was almost too big to succeed artistically. Right. I think what we've seen the last two seasons is sort of an exhaustion. Like they don't have the book material to guide them as much, and they're dealing with so much story that it's hard to wrap it up.
Right.
And I think there's a human exhaustion that I think people discount of. They've been making this enormous show for like 10 years, like, and doing all of it in Croatia and Ireland. And I just,
leaving coffee cups around and
I think they have sped up the process and let's wrap this up because we are exhausted. It would be my guess.
All right. But then the question that arose, what endings to television shows did live up to all of that came before?
You know, I don't think The Wire's last season was great. I think The Wire's last season was the worst of their seasons, but I think the very end, final stretch, was good. I'm a fan of The Sopranos finale. I know that's controversial, but I'm very pro that. I mean, the famous one is MASH, but I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
That was the chicken.
And so I don't really remember it that well.
Yeah. Was St. Elsewhere the one that was everything was in a bubble?
No, that was memorable, but that was sort of a gimmick, right?
Yeah, it was certainly a gimmick. It was a memorable gimmick. Seinfeld was widely deplored, wasn't it? I mean, it was widely disparaged.
Mary Tyler Moore was a famous one, but that's like really, really way back there.
Right. People say Breaking Bad, which I never watched, had a great ending.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't love the very, very, very end, but certainly it ran through the finish line. It did not peter out. Like, they went full throttle through the very end. And so, yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Okay. So, on to the NBA. Really fascinating stuff sort of now unfolding. And I give you credit. You said the Warriors looked vulnerable, and they certainly. This is fun. This is a lot of fun. The looks that they had at the end was fun. I guess where are you right now on the series? Well, one thing that's interesting is how many more 3-pointers the Rockets have than the Warriors. All four games, 26 more generally, it makes me think. I mean, the score of the series is 448 to 447. I still like the Warriors. Where are you?
Yeah, I mean, I still pick the Warriors. I think they have the best talent, and they have the home court, and so I would pick the Warriors. I'm sort of the same place I've been for the last few weeks, where if I have to pick one team, I'm picking the Warriors, but I think they are vulnerable enough that I would no longer pick them against the field. I mean, they may well lose to Houston, and so, you know, maybe they put them at 60% to win this series, but then that means there's 40% chance that they don't, and then I think they'll get past Denver or Portland, but I think they're going to face a tough opponent, whoever it is, in the Eastern Conference Finals. And so, like, I think the Warriors are still the favorite, but they're a wounded favorite. And the deeper you go into the playoffs, I just think the mileage is going to keep piling up on them. They're playing basically a 6.5-man rotation. And I think it's sort of odd to me how little attention, like, Klay Thompson not being that good.
Really bad. And it's a contract. I mean, it's interesting with Klay. Like, so if they lose Durant and then offer Klay a max, is that, I don't know, are they just going to be a good team going forward?
They could be. Maybe you say, like the core of what this team is like the Splash Brothers, the idea of having these two guys in the backcourt.
Right.
You know, that is what has made always from the beginning sort of made them unique historically is having that level of distance, longest at shooting in your backcourt. And so maybe, like, you know, that's what brought them in and that's what will take them out. I think there's a good chance that happens. Durant leaves and whether it's a max or close to it, they re-sign Klay and they are the Splash Brothers team. you know, through the end of whatever this is. I think that's likely what will happen. But I don't know if I were an outside team. I guess at some point, like, either you do it or you're not getting a good player. But I wouldn't feel great about giving Klay Thompson a max.
The other thing, like a
4-year, you know.
Right. The other thing that's interesting, of course, has been some of the
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
To see how the mileage, like how they deal with that. Because, I mean, the Warriors are playing, Durant and Curry are playing 40-something minutes every night, and this is in, like, year 4 or 5 or whatever it is of deep playoff runs.
Yeah. And then you've got the Bucks going up 3-1 on the Celtics. Obviously, Danny Ainge is widely hailed as a genius. But whatever has happened, that is not, like, some of this is Gordon Hayward got hurt, right? I mean, we don't know.
Right.
But Kyrie seems like a weird guy. I mean, it doesn't all seem to have come. It certainly does not seem to have come together. If you're Boston, let's say they lose the next game. What are you trying to accomplish if you're Danny Ainge? And probably Kyrie's walking, right?
That's a good question. Like, are you still just all in on right now? You're trying to trade everything you got for Anthony Davis and trying to keep Kyrie Irving? Like, I don't know what I would feel great about, like, giving up, you know, maxing Kyrie out and giving up all my assets for Anthony Davis and having an Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving team. That seems like kind of fragile to me in lots of ways, both like mentally
right,
and physically.
Right.
Or is it worth them like being patient with it and zacking the other way and saying, Jason Tatum's really young and Jaylen Brown's really young and, you know, smart.
We got the Grizzlies draft pick in 2 years.
And they got the Grizzlies draft pick and they had all these draft picks. And is it worth them saying, like, we can have a window that's not right now and reverting back to that? I would seriously consider that.
The other way that people go is, of course, as Grizzlies fans are trying to find a home for Mike Conley, that is one that they look to as a possible home for Mike Conley if Kyrie leaves. Yes?
I mean, it's sort of the same. I mean, I think it's a little bit trickier. I'd have to look at the – I don't think
– the money, right.
Even if Kyrie leaves, that doesn't mean, like, you got $20 million
right.
You can pull somebody into. That's not the way it works. And so there's enough money on their books. I think that would be complicated. I'd have to look and see what you could – you probably have to – Marcus Smart would have to probably be coming back in a deal like that. And so I don't know how much you want Marcus Smart. You'd probably have to take him, and then that decreases other value you're going to get. But I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, I do think when we talk about post-free agency, like who has a hole at point guard when the dust settles, Boston is obviously a team that could be part of that list.
And in the meantime, I assume you think the Bucks are the favorites to come out of the East, but partly because they're up 3-1. I mean, do you think they're the favorites to come out of the East because they're right now the best team in the East, or because they look like the most they look like the most likely team to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals? Certainly more so than you would say either Toronto or Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lower on Toronto than I was a week ago. Obviously, they were in a 2-2 series. They may lose that series. I'm surprised. We talk about, like, you know, Golden State sort of shrinking down in terms of their rotation. I'm surprised with Toronto that Fred VanVleet's a zero, that Lowry and Gasol and basically everyone but Kawhi Leonard has been sort of shaky offensively. And so I think Toronto, Philly's going to beat each other up. And Milwaukee is going to have home court, and they're going to be rested and ready. And so I think it's hard not to pick Milwaukee to win against whoever they play. But I think it's like a 55-45 thing to me. Like, I don't think Milwaukee is a typical number one overall seed.
Right. Chris, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. We're taking a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Gawkins, Show 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let me tell you about Octavius Nixon. He grew up in Memphis and graduated from Binghamton Christian Academy. Then he decided he wanted to start a construction company. While Octavius will tell you that as a 20-something-year-old African-American, it wasn't easy to find the credit he needed. Then he met a man named Tim Martin, one of the commercial bankers at Triumph Bank. Tim didn't try to find reasons to deny Octavius a loan. He tried to find reasons to say yes. Octavius Nixon and the team from Triumph Bank sat around a table and studied his business plan. They tweaked what needed to be tweaked. It wasn't just a transactional relationship, it was more of a personal consulting relationship. And sure enough, Triumph Bank was able to provide Octavius with the financing needed to buy a building and the line of credit he needed to make some hires. And right now, Nixon General Contractors is working on a project down by the riverfront. That's the kind of story that the people at Triumph Bank like best. It's a bank that's powerful enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but small enough to treat you like you want to be treated. So stop in and see the folks at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Transport your mom to a state of complete relaxation with the All About Mom Spa Package at Serenity Day Spa. Order and print a gift certificate online at serenitymemphis.com. That's serenitymemphis.com.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity system. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously. So you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Car guys know, not all motor oils are created equal. Because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who they want? Jeff Gawkins. 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 Who they want? Jeff
Gawkins. Some more thoughts, by the way, on some of these things. Is Taylor Swift, where's Taylor Swift from? Is she a...
She is from, she was born in Pennsylvania, but she grew up basically in Franklin.
Okay, so for,
by Chris's
the,
by Chris's standard,
music.
Which I agree with, it's where your you made
I think
your
that's
mark,
the, where you really your art was formed.
Yes, and that
I
would
don't
be
think if you were a Texas artist who moves to Nashville, that
correct.
You don't get credit. Like,
and
being,
we see that a lot.
For,
like,
we don't get credit for Tennessee there.
We
right?
see like a lot of you know, especially a lot of the country acts. They're from you know
yeah,
Alabama.
Somewhere
they're from
yeah,
somewhere
I don't
they
think
moved.
I agree. For Tennessee doesn't get credit for them, but you think we get credit for Taylor Swift?
Yes, we can. I mean, at this point, basically, she's the biggest pop star in the world.
He was going with Dolly Parton.
What do we do with Miley Cyrus? Nashville.
Yeah, but she wouldn't bump Elvis, Al Green, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, or Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's fair. She would not bump any of them.
She wouldn't be in that conversation.
Justin Moore of Ingram Hill.
Mm-hmm. of course, as well. And in the other conversation, people say that the ending of Bob Newhart, which I don't remember, although that is my vintage, was awesome. Any other ones that you recall that were the endings were incredibly satisfying of the television show?
Where do you stand on Seinfeld's final?
Awful.
See, I liked it because that's exactly what they were. They're horrible people. They finally got what they deserved.
No, that was just an awful ending. That was horrible.
It was a lot of fan service.
It was terrible. The MASH one was good.
Yes, I agree.
But it was absolutely terrible. Okay, a few things I wanted to get to.
Cheers is another famous one.
That was fine. It was nice walking out of the bar, right? Closing it up, walking out of the bar. That was appropriate. Okay. The Red Sox have been invited to the White House for the World Series.
Yes.
Okay? Here are some of the players who are going, and here are some of the players who are not some of the people who are going, some of the people who are not going. Dave Dombrowski is going. John Henry is going. Brian Johnson is going. Mitch Moreland is going. Steve Pierce is going. Chris Sale is going. Stephen Wright is going. Matt Barnes is going, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
Here's some people who aren't going. Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., Alex Cora.
Okay.
Rafael Devers, Sandy Leon, David Price, Christian Vasquez, et cetera.
Noticing a trend.
Do you notice a trend?
I do notice a trend. The
what are you supposed to do there? Like, what are you supposed to do? Basically, right now, no one of no white player is not going.
Okay.
There's no white player who said I'm not going. And the people who are going So the people who are not going are all people of color.
Yes.
What are you supposed to do as a franchise? This is a bad look. It kind of divides the team.
Yes.
Right? It's just a bad look. It divides the team. What are you supposed to do? And David Price, by the way, Steve Buckley was a Boston news media guy. Alex Cora has confirmed newspaper report he will not be making the trip to meet the president. So basically, it's the White Sox who will be going. Okay,
correct.
That's what he said. The White Sox will be going. David Price, not going.
Yes,
said I just feel like more than 38,000 should see this tweet. Steve Buckley has 38,000 followers, so he retweeted it. David Price,
yes,
retweeted basically saying that you people who are going are the White Sox.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That sort of by definition feels like it divides the team, right?
Yes, I would agree.
So what do you do?
I think the obvious answer is, okay, you have to decide as a team, what are we doing? My problem—
But the problem with that is there has never been a situation where everybody goes.
Sure,
there's
exactly.
always someone has a conflict.
Yes.
Someone, in other words, if you're saying it's got to be unanimous, then
sure.
no one will ever go because it's never been unanimous. Even pre-controversy, everybody didn't go. So you can't say either all of us are going to go or none of us are going to go. You can't really say that because then no one would ever go.
Exactly.
If you did you could do a majority vote. How about this? Here's how I would do it. I would say we are going to take a vote.
Yes, and whatever the team votes.
No, and I'm going to make it a two-thirds vote.
Okay, so supermajority.
It's got to be a supermajority. Is that what two-thirds is? What is supermajority?
I believe a supermajority is technically 60%.
Okay. That's fine. Supermajority. Look, Google supermajority. We don't want us to be spreading information, misinformation here. So, because you don't want, if it's 50-50, you know, depending on the demographic background, I don't want a 50-50. I don't even want supermajority. I want a two-thirds vote. If two-thirds of the team doesn't vote to go, we aren't going. If two-thirds of the team does vote to go, we're going. It should be the overwhelm. It should be the emphatic desire of the team to go. Otherwise, don't go. That's my view.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I think that's probably the right answer. I think where complications arise is they're honoring the 2018 Boston Red Sox. They're not honoring the 2019 Boston Red Sox.
Fine. You can still vote them.
Correct.
You can pull that. You can get that roster. You can pull that roster. Can't you pull that roster?
Correct. A supermajority in terms of U.S. government is 3/5 of a vote or 60%, but also there is such thing as a 2/3 supermajority.
I'm going 2/3 supermajority.
Okay.
That's my new rule. And that will avoid this situation.
Yeah. No, that's completely fine.
Okay. Second thing I wanted to get to. CBS Sports Half has ranked the coaches of the American Athletic Conference from best to worst heading into 2019 season. Football coaches of the AAC.
Okay.
You tell me who is ranked number one.
Dana Holgorsen.
No.
Okay.
Dana Holgorsen comes in at number three.
Okay, so if it's not Dana, then I'll say Ken Natamayola.
The Navy guy.
Yes, the Navy head coach.
Yes, he's number one.
Okay.
After disappointing 3-10 showing in 2018, our experts still consider him the top dog in the league. Despite the step-back season, Navy has gone 20-12 in conference play since joining the AAC, and his 87 wins in 11 seasons as head coach of the Midshipmen makes him one of the coaches with the most success at his current post. So there you go. He's one. Okay, we've got one, and we've got three, and Dana Holgorsen. Who's two?
Is it Josh Heupel?
Josh Heupel comes in at five.
Okay.
Talk about a swing and a miss by us. Our ranking of the AAC coaches a year ago had Heupel then heading into his first year as a head coach after being the offensive coordinator at Missouri for prior two seasons, next to last at number 11. The former All-American, that was stupid, by the way. You knew his team was going to be good. The former All-American Oklahoma quarterback had no problem maintaining the level of success established by Scott Frost, leading UCF to a 12-1 season, another AAC title, a Fiesta Bowl appearance, and a top 12 ranking in the polls. They have him at five. You're missing two and four.
All right, so then I'll say Mike is two.
Mike Norvell, two. Widely regarded as one of the best game planners and offensive minds around, Norvell had a much more challenging path last year before securing a second straight division title. Tigers had losses to Navy, Tulane, and UCF before the middle of October, but rallied with an undefeated November to clinch a share of the division title, win the tiebreaker, and set up a rematch against UCF in the AAC title game. It's funny, they did lose to UCF. They lost on the road to the best team in the conference. I don't count that against him.
You and I discussed this right after the game. I could make an argument that Mike's coaching made that a game.
People will say, they had the lead in the first half. The reason they had the lead in the first half was the coaching. The reason they had the lead in the second half was the talent.
Yes.
I think. Now, I could make an argument. I think, honestly, Heupel, Holgorsen, Norvell, Ken.
That's Maiola.
I think those are all fine. Number four any thoughts on number four?
Okay, so my guess is Luke Fickell.
Charlie Strong.
Okay.
Charlie Strong from South Florida is four. Josh Heupel is five. Luke Fickell is six. Rod Carey of Temple is seven. Willie Fritz of Tulane is eight. Sonny Dykes at SMU is nine. Mike Houston at East Carolina is 10. Philip Montgomery at Tulsa, he's going into years five. Came in with some promise, but not delivering on it, is 11. And Randy Edsall of UConn is 12. You have a different kind of a ranking, and this one is brought to us by Ron Olson.
Yes.
I'm a little appalled, but go ahead.
So according to beautifulpeople.com, of course, as we know, the ultimate
that's my regular
standard.
Stop. Beautifulpeople.com.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Is everybody ready to feel judged? A new survey asked people what the ugliest features are.
what the ugliest features are on men and women?
Yes, there's a dating
site. Let's go men first.
Okay. There's a dating site called beautifulpeople.com that lets you join if you're good looking enough.
You're kidding me.
Correct. I'm reading. This is this.
Who passes? Who decide? Can you imagine being rejected? What do you have to submit?
I presume pictures.
How many?
That's a great question.
And how do they know they're real?
You
know what I would do if I was doing a beautifulpeople.com?
Mm-hmm.
I would make them be on FaceTime.
Yes. So that way
you'd get an actual look
correct.
At them, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so the question is, what is ugly?
Correct.
In a man.
Correct.
What is ugly is, of course, a lack of generous spirit. That's ugly.
Yes.
Or you're talking purely physical. I don't really see physical features,
mm-hmm.
but you're talking about physical features.
Mm-hmm. Yes. According to women, the worst features.
The really big turnoff for men, for women, I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to shock you here.
All right.
Teeth.
You are dead on correct. Number one, bad mouth or bad teeth. Yes.
I think that's almost disqualifying. If you have a bad mouth.
I completely agree.
Okay. So
especially
that's,
considering that's a quick fix. You know what I mean?
I guess, but I don't know. Yeah, and some. But yes, yeah, so that's number one for women. Like, that'll be ooh, right?
Okay. Yep.
Number two for women,
mm-hmm.
what is unattractive for women beyond a I'm going belly.
Yep. Being overweight or obese is number two.
Okay. How many is this list?
I believe they gave us 10.
Oh, I can't. This is okay. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
We've done bad teeth.
Yep. Fat, bad teeth.
Fat, bad teeth. Number three would be
common feature amongst radio personalities, particularly in this city.
Height.
There you go. Number three, being too short.
Too short.
Yep.
If there's anything, I have, as you know, high regard for women.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this height thing is totally shallow. And I say that as a man who's neither high, tall nor short.
Mm-hmm. As a short man.
Don't you think it's ridiculous?
I don't think it's just women. I do think it's,
No, men don't like, men don't care whether
they're
a woman
is short or tall.
There are
plenty of studies that suggest height directly
men like
affects
tall women?
To success. Not so much tall women, but I'm just saying in general, like,
oh,
men,
that's fine, but that's
men judge
too.
Other men
I
for
see.
Being short.
The bias against well,
correct.
I think this, but so many women will say, "I can't date someone who's shorter than me."
Listen,
come on, be bigger than that, as it were.
I understand it though. I don't. I completely get it.
Why?
Because they want to wear heels. They want to take pictures. And yeah, I get it.
So
it's
what?
Superficial.
So in the
I completely
heel,
agree. It's superficial, but I understand it.
In the heel, you're taller. You're just buying into this idea that the man should be taller than you. You can wear heels.
I think there's a security element that's intrinsically
that's embedded
included.
In it. I want
yes.
to be with a big, strong man
yes.
because he can go out and
correct.
get the mastodon,
correct.
Hunt the mastodon,
exactly.
and bring it home.
Totally, the
okay,
woolly mammoth.
So,
yes.
All right. So we've gone teeth, belly,
height. Yep.
Hairs, hairline.
That is a little bit later. That's number seven on the list.
It's number seven on the list.
And by the way, I think that's a lie. That should be like number. Three
no,
so, or
except
four.
Except for some people consider it a total positive. Some women like bald men, like that. That's a preference thing.
Sure, it's.
Right?
I do think it takes a special.
I think whereas there's not many women who say I really like a guy with bad teeth.
Correct.
Or
so,
I really like a fat man. Some do that. Some say I really like a.
I should clarify. Number seven is bad hair or a bald spot.
Oh, I see.
Correct. I should
see.
Have
that's
clarified.
Different. Yes, yes, bad hair or a bald spot. Okay. I don't know what else there is.
Having bad skin is number four.
Okay.
Too much body hair is number five. Guilty. An ugly or crooked nose is number six. Number seven, as we mentioned, was bad hair or a bald spot. Number eight, another one I'm guilty of, having bad posture. Number nine, long or dirty fingernails. And number 10 is being too scrawny or skinny.
Man. All right. Now let's flip it around.
All right. According to men, the worst features women can have, this
overweight.
Is a free space.
One is overweight.
100%. Free
100%
space.
100% overweight.
Yes. This one, number two, I get, but I would not have figured that it was going to come up this high on the list. It is a facial feature. I'll give you that.
It's a facial feature.
Correct.
Is it the crooked nose thing that you just saw with men?
A big nose is number three. Eyes that are too close together or too far apart.
Oh, my gosh.
We get specific here. Number four is
men
bad skin.
Men don't like women with eyes that are too close together or too far apart.
Mm-hmm.
So three then is nose.
Big nose.
How about teeth? How about the mouth and teeth thing? Do we not care?
That's for us, that's number eight. I guess that implies that most men don't want women to open
but
their mouths.
Just boobs are a flavor, right? That's neither here nor there.
Yes.
Small boobs on there? No.
Yes. Well, what they put is bad skin at four, a poor figure at five, no butt or too much butt at six.
This is awful. This just speaks to the worst of us here.
Being skinny, yes, it's a completely physical survey. Being skinny without any muscle tone, seven. Bad mouth or teeth is eight. Bad makeup or too much makeup is number nine. And number 10, having a unibrow.
Well, that's easily fixable, right?
Exactly.
That one, like, same
tweezers.
With fingernails.
That like, you can get them for 99 fixable. Cents.
All right, we have to take a break. We will be back with more of this nonsense. The one story you've been waiting for on the other side is Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 11 a.m.
Mayday! Mayday! This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Did you know the Tennessee Lottery has raised $5 billion for education? Oh, sorry, I said $5 billion. That can't be right.
It's true. In fact, the Tennessee Lottery has raised over $5 billion for education. It's impacted the entire state.
Really? So you could say the Tennessee Lottery is not only changing the state, it's changing lives.
Well, actually, I do say that. The Tennessee Education Lottery. It's game-changing, life-changing fun.
Gary Parrish.
Brad doesn't really care if Memphis is going to have a super talented roster. He's just a wreck thinking about the cash code.
You could win the unicorn cash. Crazy good players, crazy amounts of cash for you.
You've got to be kidding me.
Settle up.
Yeah!
It's unicorn cash every hour, weekdays, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
This is where the money is.
From 92.9 FM, ESPN. Listen more.
As long as you got to make a living, that's where you got to be.
And more money could be yours.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply to business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
It's spring. Time to get out of the house and try something new, get together with friends, maybe plan a family gathering, and there's no better place to do it than Bounty on Broad, the beautiful farm-to-table restaurant that makes you feel happy as soon as you walk in the door. Try the brunch menu, which may be the best in town. They've got barbecue Benedict with smoked pork shoulder, green cabbage slaw, and poached eggs. They've got waffle Foster with brandied bananas, whipped cream, toasted almond, and powdered sugar. They've got smoked Gouda grits, braised collard greens, and of course, they have the fried Gulf oysters tossed in cornmeal, which are simply the best fried oysters I've ever had. Add a mimosa or a glass of wine, and at Bounty, because of their unique Coravin wine system, all their wines are available by the glass, and it'll be the perfect meal. Bounty can accommodate private parties from 12 all the way up to 200 guests. It's located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call them today at 901-410-8131 and add some zest to your spring.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting on a good day. Waiting around.
You know what I find attractive, Jeffrey?
What do you find attractive, Jeff?
Unattractive.
What do you find unattractive?
Mosquitoes.
I completely agree with
you. Don't you think? I think you men were spot and on women...
About, you were spot on about this last summer. You mentioned that they're a plague now.
They've ruined our lives. And I've told you that Jameson started in 1939, place to contact when you want to get rid of your pests or spruce up your lawn. But let's be honest. Once all that's done, once your lawn's beautiful, you want to be able to be outside and enjoy it. I'm opening up my swimming pool soon. I can't get in my swimming pool if, as soon as I get out of my swimming pool, a horde of mosquitoes descends on me. And then you can slather yourself with poison.
Yes.
That's no fun either.
Yes.
Just like not have mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. The way you not have mosquitoes is you contact Jameson. They have they wipe out the breeding of the mosquitoes, so there cannot be the multiplying of mosquitoes in your yard. Mosquitoes can lay up to 200 eggs at a time. So they visit, they reinspect for new breeding sources, they get rid of the breeding sources, they treat them, so they basically sterilize those damn mosquitoes, and then you don't have no mosquitoes.
We thank them for their service.
We thank them for this. Well, first you have to get their service.
Exactly.
The way you do that is go to 452-1505. Dial 452-1505. Or contact them. Seriously, reclaim your outdoors at JamesonPest.com. All right, let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
Well, we had the great Starbucks controversy yesterday. The Starbucks cup was seen on Game of Thrones, and Jeffrey believed it was product placement. Game of Thrones has since, in a humorous fashion, acknowledged the mistake. What did they tweet out?
Starbucks has received more than $11.6 million in free advertising thanks to that coffee cup that accidentally made its way into a scene of Game of Thrones. And it wasn't even a Starbucks cup.
It wasn't.
It was a cup from Kraft Services. In a statement that got to the point, HBO released saying, quote, in response to the inquiries from those who saw a Kraft Services cup in Sunday night's episode, the latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys has ordered herbal tea. Starbucks got into the fun tweeting, quote, TBH, to be honest, we're surprised she didn't order a dragon drink.
They actually did now. They've gone back and they've erased the Starbucks cup.
Correct.
From the episode, it's now gone. The Starbucks cup, or the non-Starbucks cup.
Correct. Craft Services
is now gone. I do think, and someone else made this point, that if they were really going to have fun with it,
yes,
what they would have done is put an actual tea in a mug that would have been period specific.
Correct.
In that place.
Correct.
They should have erased the Starbucks cup and inserted an herbal tea, right?
Correct.
That would have been the best.
That seems fitting and appropriate.
That would have been the best move. But we have cleared up that it was actually a mistake. Other things I did want to clear up. Some people have suggested that Justin Timberlake should be on our Mount Rushmore. Right now, Elvis, Al Green, Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton, and then we're trying to figure out if Taylor Swift should bump one of them, right?
Correct.
On the Tennessee Musicians Mount Rushmore, it was suggested that now Justin Timberlake should also bump one of them. You think Justin Timberlake cannot be claimed by Tennessee?
Chris Harrington and I have had this discussion, and the conclusion that we reached was that, in general, Justin Timberlake's early work, from his Star Search days to his Mickey Mouse Club days to NSYNC, all of that is essentially Orlando, because all of that originated from Orlando. And then when you start to consider his solo work...
Wasn't his early work the Mid-South Fair?
You could make that argument, yes.
I mean...
But he didn't. He is not
Aretha,
known for
clearly
that.
Clearly Aretha.
Correct.
Leaving Here in Diapers, we can't claim her. There's nothing about Memphis
It's like Memphis trying to claim Ric Flair. He was technically born here, but Ric Flair is not a Memphian.
But I think the Justin Timberlake one is close. Even on the merits, though, does he bump Elvis? No.
No, he doesn't bump Elvis.
Does he bump Al Green?
No, not to
no.
me.
No. Does he bump Johnny Cash?
No. No. Because you're talking about, to me, you're talking about three titans
and so
of
then
their
we got
genres.
Dolly Parton.
Okay.
We've got Justin Timberlake, and you got Taylor Swift. And I think of those three, he finishes third.
I think that's probably fair. Dolly Parton is an icon. Taylor Swift is probably the biggest star of her generation, and Timberlake is a
I'm going
big
Dolly.
Star. But yeah.
Of those ones, I'm going Dolly.
Dolly Parton is still an icon, even to today. I'm with you.
Plus, she gives away free books.
Free books, and but at the end of the day, like, she's Dolly.
And she's Dolly. Yeah, she's Dolly, and she was also a pathbreaker, you know? So,
yes.
Okay. So, the other thing I wanted to do was, I played this for GP.
Okay.
But I talked to Penny earlier this week about a different story that I'm doing. And, but it's funny because I felt compelled to talk to him about, at least ask him one, he wouldn't have met with me to talk about recruiting. That's not what I'm writing about.
For sure.
And, but I did feel like I should ask him a recruiting question at the very end, just because of service to the people, right?
Yes.
That is what people want to know.
You had
about.
An opportunity to speak with Penny Hardaway.
That is what people want
yes.
to know about. I don't honestly, I don't want to hype this up too big. I don't think it was particularly revealing, but in case anyone wants to hear what Penny said about recruiting, this was it.
All right, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you one question. How are you going to sort out the recruiting stuff? Like, are you just whoever commits first? Like, what's the...
No, it's not.
It's not that. I mean, you have
a
grand,
pattern.
Do you have
pattern.
A grand plan? You have a... I mean, you got it. It's a puzzle.
It is a puzzle. It's a puzzle. So I wouldn't say whoever commits
right.
first because it's a grand puzzle.
Are you feeling good about it?
I'm feeling really good about it.
Okay. You're getting a lot
so
of
there you
good stuff.
How do you think they... I mean... Gary actually said it's the beginning of May here. Gary actually said you take whoever commits first.
Yes, and I actually think that while you said, okay, that's not really a telling answer, I do think that was a very telling answer. The fact that it's not, he very clearly stated, no, it is not simply about who commits first. That to me implied that he understands certain players could impact, taking certain players could impact the overall recruiting class, and to me it sounds like what his grand plan is, I want to get the best possible recruiting class, and I'm going to make sure that I put it into position to where we give ourselves the best chance to get that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
I actually think that was a revealing answer.
It's going to be fascinating to see how it unfolds. All right, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined by Cedric Henderson, of course, Tiger legend at 125. 2-4, Brian Kabrowski will join me at 225. Keith Easterwood at 420 on the Gary Parrish Show. Of course, Jeff at 5 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for a recap of all of today's programming at the 6. Also, the top of each and every hour, Unicorn Cash. Be listening for the Unicorn Cash code for your chance to win $1,000.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow. Take care, but for now, our work here is done.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN, WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mother's Day is almost here, and More Than Words in the heart of Germantown is a game changer for the most unique and meaningful gifts in town. At More Than Words, you can shop more than 5,000 square feet of amazing gifts, Memphis-themed items, and eye-catching art from more than 30 local artists. I promise you'll find something for every price range, for every budget. It's a place with an amazing and friendly staff, and they provide complimentary gift wrap year-round at More Than Words, located at 2123 West Street in Germantown, just south of Saddle Creek. More Than Words, open Mother's Day, 1 to 5.
Want to treat your car right? He's Frampol! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job, and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters, and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram. Filter out the nonsense.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, so if you have a special mom in your life, take my advice, go see the good folks at Platinum Jewelers. This is Gary Parrish. I have for years been telling you about Platinum Jewelers, where you'll find a big selection of stud earrings, stackable rings, luxury watches, necklaces, and bracelets. Perfect spot to get a great Mother's Day present, or if you have a special someone graduating, to get a terrific graduation present. Don't go to the mall and spend too much money. Go to one of Platinum Jewelers' two area locations, either the one at 545 Perkins or the one at 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market. They're on the web, PlatinumJewelers.com.
LSU announced last night that it has reinstated Will Wade as its men's basketball coach. So there's a lot of reaction to this on Twitter. Like, what in the world? How could LSU reinstate him? The transcript is the transcript. But technically, he never mentioned money. He never mentioned bought a player. He used words like deals and offers, these vague words. Now, to be clear,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.